On December 31st, CU Boulder announced their decision to postpone in-person classes until January 24th. Why did Boulder Valley School District decide to remain in person and on schedule?
Well, I think that these are definitely complicated decisions to make. We know that in the wake of the Marshall Fire, that it was important for us to open our doors as scheduled, to be there for our community, to be there for our kids, to wrap our arms around them, to make sure that the kids and their families that were struggling and hurting from this disaster had a normal place to go, to come to school. As students showed up to school, we were able to greet them, provide them trauma support, counseling, replace their school supplies, replace their Chromebooks. And for those families that were able to join us on that first day of school, really to start to begin to begin the healing process. And we know that not all families were in a position to come back to school. And so as they've been coming back, we've been connecting with them, supporting them. But I can't tell you, and I was out in schools the first day, how many of our parents came up to us and thanked us, administrators, principals, district staff, for being for them in what might be their greatest time of need. I was at Coal Creek Elementary School, and where they had 56 students that were displaced, and all but one family showed up on the first day of school. And so I do think that not every family was able to make it, but a majority of our families were able to make it. We had about 90% attendance district-wide that day. I would say that as we think about, you know, the two things that you're discussing, which is the fire and then certainly COVID-19, the Omicron variant, we are working very closely with Boulder County Public Health to make sure that we have the right and appropriate mitigation strategies to make sure that we're keeping our environments safe as we've really done this entire past semester. You could argue that schools have been the safest places for kids to be. We've had very limited spread. And so we continue to work with our health partners. They're guiding us and directing us as we think about those types of decisions. We know that in-person learning is critical for the learning and development and support, both academically and socially, emotionally for our kids. And so we're committed to making sure that we continue to keep our doors open for our kids, for our community. And if it gets to a point where Boulder County Public Health looks at community cases and looks at our situation and advises us differently, we will make sure that we're partnering with them and taking their advice as we move forward.
We know that Boulder Valley School District has the widest achievement gap between the Latino students and the Anglo students. What is the district doing to support and provide more Latino students in Boulder Valley School District with the resources that are needed?
And you're correct that the achievement gap in Boulder Valley School District has been far too wide for far too long. It is something that has really been the focus of our strategic plan altogether for all students, to make sure that all students get exactly what they need to make sure that they're successful in school and then once they graduate. Over the course of the past multiple years, we've been working on multiple initiatives to make sure that we're addressing the achievement gap. Most recently, in this last year's budget cycle, we allocated $15 million to a weighted differentiated funding model to make sure that we're supporting schools that needed more support with the resources that they needed. And we're very excited about that. We're seeing really innovative and great best practices happening in all of our schools serving all students, but especially our Latino students, our students that we know that have not been achieving at the levels we know they're capable of. We've been working very closely on making sure that we're prioritizing the right standards so all teachers have the resources and tools that they need to reach all students, especially our Latino students. And in this time of need, I think that, you know, we're very sensitive to all of our students, but especially those that even before some of these fires were struggling and needed additional support. And so those are things that we're focusing on at the district level in all of our schools.
The school year began less than a week after the Marshall fires destroyed homes across two towns in Boulder County. What is Boulder Valley School District doing to help affected staff and students and families?
This has been our number one focus as we've returned this school year. We have over 800 students at this point. We've identified where their homes were either significantly damaged, destroyed, or they've been displaced. We are connecting them with resources at our schools. And we've also been offering Significant trauma support. We've had 10 trauma teams throughout our schools in Louisville and Superior. We've had not only in addition to our staff, we've had 50 additional mental health professionals from surrounding districts come to support us, along with the Colorado Department of Education. And we will have those supports in our schools over the courses of the next couple of weeks. We've seen almost 600 students over the first 3 days of the school year, and we've made 900 calls to those impacted and affected families to see what we need so we can connect them to resources and support. We're working very closely with our foundation, Impact on Education, to provide students what they need in regards to those critical needs. And again, our schools have just been doing everything they can to reach out to our families, wrap our arms around them, welcome them back to school, and do anything we can to help support them with whatever it is each and every individual family needs during this crisis.
Back to the issue of the pandemic, what special protocols are in place to mitigate risks for students and staff at schools?
The things that we're implementing, many school districts are implementing, air purifier systems, making sure that we're having lots of fresh air in our school buildings, mandatory masking, making sure that we have plenty of hand washing stations, that we're doing nightly cleaning of our buildings, all the things that our health experts have recommended that we do. We've done those quickly, and I think we've done those very, very well, and we'll continue to do those. I think that it's important for our kids and for our community that when our kids come to school, that they're in a place where they can learn, that they're supported, but also that has taken all of these mitigation strategies seriously to create as clean of an environment as we possibly can. And we're committed to continue to do that.
With the Omicron variant, health officials are recommending upgrading face coverings to KN95 masks. These masks are significantly more expensive than the reusable cloth masks that people have been using. Are these masks being provided at no cost to teachers and students in the school district?
So yes, the quick answer on that is yes. Yes, we have those in our warehouse. We have those available. And as schools are requesting the K95 masks, we're making sure that we distribute and deliver them to our schools.
Students are required to prove they have been vaccinated against chickenpox, measles, and other infectious diseases. Are there any plans for the school district to add the COVID-19 vaccine to that list?
At this time, that we are not requiring proof of vaccination for employees or for students. I think as the situation evolves and more information becomes available, that may be something that at the advice of our health partners, we would consider. You know, I think that the most important thing right now is to make sure that we're supporting our students, opening our doors to in-person learning, and creating as safe of an environment possible with the mitigation strategies that we know have worked for us in not only just in Boulder County, but within our school district.
Does the school district have a clear idea of what proportion of staff and students are vaccinated against COVID-19?
Over 90% of our employees have been vaccinated. And so we do have that information, and we've been able to access that through our records. And we have not collected, again, student vaccination records at this point in time.
It's been really a hard past couple of years. Is there something that you would like families, students, teachers to know?
My heart goes out to our community. It has been a very, very challenging 2021, where amidst a pandemic, we had a mass shooting and one of the most destructive wildfire in Colorado history. That has been extremely difficult for our community, for our families, for our students, for our educators. I want to thank our educators first and foremost for being there and oftentimes putting aside their own struggles to take care of the kids in our community. And I think that it's important that as a community, we recognize that. We're a strong and resilient community here in Boulder County and the Boulder Valley School District. And as we face challenges, I encourage us to lock arms and face them together, to care for one another, to reach out, parents, kids, if you need help, if you need support, if you know a friend or a family needs help and support, reach out to your schools We have lots of resources and significant community partnerships. Everybody wants to take care of our families and our kids through these crises. And so we'd ask that just everybody make sure that you're letting us know what you're going through so we can help out. We'll make it through this together. I think that that's the best way a community can react in the face of multiple crises, is to remind each other that we are a community together. Let's wrap our arms around each other and let's make sure that we're doing everything we need to do to take care of our kids and our schools and our educators and staff, again, that have gone above and beyond this past year, 2 years in service to our community.
Superintendent Dr. Rob Anderson, really appreciate that time that you have given us in your busy schedule.
Thank you so much. Take care, everyone. We'll make it through this together.
For KGNU, I am Rosana Longobeter.